The clothing retailer Gap announced recently that it is canceling half of its orders with a vendor in India. The multinational company has been in the headlines since a British newspaper revealed that some of its clothes were made by children as young as 10. That renewed concerns about abusive labor practices in overseas factories. Only some forms of child labor are outlawed in India, and enforcement is a problem. Gap says it didn't know that its Indian vendor paid a subcontractor who hired children without its knowledge. The company has promised to donate $200,000 to improve working conditions in India, and it pledged to tighten its own standards. We called Amelia Gentleman, New Delhi bureau chief for the International Herald Tribune. She visited a workshop where children were found in squalid conditions.
There are so many of these workshops in the streets of central Delhi, just freely visible. And even in the immediate aftermath of this Observer expose, which was very heavily reported here, there didn't seem to be any large-scale police action to try and shut these workshops down. So I was shown a basement, very badly lit, no equipment whatsoever, just about 8 children, probably under 14, sitting on the floor and embroidering sequins onto sleeveless T-shirts, which they said were going to be exported to the West. These children said they were working 16-hour days, were being paid a daily wage of around 100 rupees.
How much is that in dollars?
That's about $2.50.
Well, what kind of laws are in place in India to protect children?
Well, India has a Child Labour Prohibition Act. One of the areas of employment that it prohibits children under 14 working in is the embroidery industry.
But it sounds, from what you've described, the children working in these relatively open shops on the street, that the government doesn't seem to want to enforce the laws, even though they're on the books.
Well, almost exactly a year ago, the legislation was tightened amid great fanfare. However, police don't have the increased capacity to monitor these kind of workshops. And then the next problem is what to do with the children once you've removed them.
These kinds of stories keep popping up. Do we really have to blame the incentives that are there? That is, there's this huge demand in the West for cheap clothing, and there's a huge demand on the part of Western companies for cheap labor, and ultimately this kind of thing is going to happen.
Activists in this area are quite adamant that it is the company's responsibility to check what's happening all the way down the supply chain. And somebody mentioned to me that IKEA, for example, is very good at this. They don't just look at the conditions in the workshops. They go even back to the fields where the cotton for their textiles is produced to make sure that children aren't working there. So I think some companies are getting it right. However, another point made by people working in the field that whilst the companies have a responsibility, the consumer also has a responsibility.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amelia Gentleman is the New Delhi bureau chief for the International Herald Tribune.